The great prayer that Jesus taught us, the Our Father, sometimes called the perfect prayer because it was given to us by the Lord Himself, there are seven petitions included in that great prayer, and two of those petitions are aimed precisely at overcoming evil and sin. Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. Well, today's gospel reminds us clearly why over a quarter of the petitions in the Our Father are related to our overcoming sin. Because it is such a threat and constant battle in our life. In fact, in today's gospel, we see both Judas and Peter, two of Jesus' intimate companions with a firsthand knowledge of everything the Lord had said and done, who understood him to be the Messiah, falling into sin. In the case of Judas, it is downright treachery as he rejects the Lord outright in betraying him for 30 pieces of silver. And in the case of Peter, we see ultimately his weakness, that he's not yet ready to give his life to the Lord, although he would very much like to do so, or at least he thinks that he's at a point where he's ready to do so. This confrontation with the mystery of sin, I think, invites us this morning to reflect on two particular points. The first one is this. With respect to sin, it is never enough simply to know who Jesus is. You know, sin, by definition, is something irrational. There's a part of sin which is not supposed to make sense because ultimately it's going against the good of who we are created to be. And it reminds us that the human will needs to be trained to be able to consistently choose the good and to avoid evil. In other words, right moral action isn't simply a matter of knowing the truth of the good to be done and evil to be avoided. It's also a matter of training the will to be able to choose the good and reject evil. And we see in today's gospel precisely this is what both Judas and Peter failed to do. The second dimension I think that today's gospel begs of us is to stay humble. You know, this battle against sin, which again we keep on praying to overcome in the Our Father every single day of our lives, really reminds us to stay humble. And we see in Peter, he knows the Lord, he loves the Lord, and he thinks he's got it figured out and he's ready to lay down his life, but when he comes to the test, he realizes he's not quite there yet. And for us, it's a reminder to never presume that we have this battle definitively won on our own behalf, and that we have it all figured out. Because humility keeps us on our knees, and it keeps us in a position to keep begging God to help us in this battle to overcome temptation and to overcome sin and evil. And this is the reason why it forms such a core of the Our Father. Peter was ready to make big claims, but he wasn't quite ready yet to fulfill them. And for us, we know too, in this battle over sin, we need to be on our knees to keep asking Jesus for his assistance. St. John Paul II used to say that human life is really a drama. I know sometimes life can seem a little bit mundane, and perhaps even today with so many people in quarantine, maybe life seems a little bit boring or kind of repetitive. But John Paul II really had an amazing point when he said, every single day of our life is a drama. Because wherever we are, doesn't matter if we're in quarantine or if we're out and about, we always have the choice regarding whether we're going to think, speak, or do good or evil. And this is really a battle for our life. It's a battle to become the kind of people that we know God wants us to be, and ultimately it's a battle for our own happiness and for our own salvation. My brothers and sisters, we know that Jesus Christ has won for us the victory over sin, evil, and death. But he leaves us a part to cooperate with his grace, and in our freedom, we too have to learn to choose to accept the good and to reject evil. And we know this is something that we consistently need the Lord's help with. And so as we go forward on this Tuesday of Holy Week, ever mindful of the mystery and the allure of sin, Let us ask God for the grace that we would always fall to our knees and beg the Lord to assist us in rejecting temptation and overcoming sin and evil. Amen.